here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Chico, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Manhunt. This is the story of one of the greatest manhunts known to the West. For the hunter and hunted were both men of cunning and courage, both swift with the six-gun, and able to down another man with a single blow. The difference between the two was the side of the law each had chosen. One of them, the Cisco Kid, upheld and respected the law, while the other, Scott Clemens, defied and sneered at it. As our story opens, Scott and his henchman, Reed Larson, are behind the walls of the Arizona Territorial Penitentiary.
I swear I never saw a man in prison attack a rock the way you do, Scott.
Breaking them up, making little ones out of big ones, is a good way to keep in condition to, like, get out of here, Reed.
No way to get out of here, Scott.
I do. And I'm going to make my break the next time that guard comes around.
Hey, take me with you, Scott. I've been waiting for a chance to make a break, too.
No, I'm playing a lone hand. I got a long way to travel.
I know you have. And I know how you feel about the man who's responsible for your being here.
Then you know that I won't rest until I kill him.
Sure, I know. I'm a good man with a horse and a gun. I can help you get him.
I don't need no help once I meet up with him.
Let me go, will you, please?
Shut up. Here comes a guard.
What are you two so gabby about? You want to spend a couple of days in solitary?
No, guard, we don't. But how would you like to spend the rest of your... Dead.
You sure got that chain of your handcuffs around his neck in a hurry. Here, finish him off before any of the other guards come this way.
There.
Hey, come on. Let's get on the move.
As soon as I get his rifle and a six-gun.
There's some of the other prisoners are starting to come this way.
All right, let's go.
Hey, there's a commotion at the far end of the rock pile.
I must have noticed the guard was missing. Hey,
what do we do now, Scott?
Into these bushes. This underbrush will hide us.
A couple of mounted guards are riding toward us.
I'll head for the river.
We'll never make it across. I'll see us.
Not if we hide in those river weeds.
Come on, hurry. I am. I'm running as fast as I can.
Faster. There's the river. Just ahead.
Yeah, I see it.
All right, here you go.
These weeds ain't gonna hide us completely.
Get behind this log.
What is up to my neck?
You can't still breathe. This log will hide our faces.
Yeah, it'll work. We keep quiet.
Here come those guards. Shut up.
Hey, Gringos, boy, don't take no chances.
They didn't spot us. We'll stay here till dark.
Where are we going after that, Scott?
To my sister Flossie's ranch outside of Gunlock.
But did you tell me you killed her husband? She won't help you, will she?
She'll help me, all right. All she knows is that her husband was killed by the same man that put me in jail.
I reckon you know what you're doing, Scott. I'm willing to do anything you tell me. I just keep thinking we'll soon be free.
And I just keep thinking about the hombre that's responsible for me being here. And there's nothing will make a man stronger than hate.
You sure do hate that hombre. I wouldn't want to be in his boots when you meet him.
When I do, I'm going to make him pay for what I've been through. Before I kill him, he's going to suffer for every day I spent in these irons and for every rock I had to break.
And who is he, Scott? Do I know him?
You know his reputation, even if you don't know him. He's the Cisco Kid. When I'm through with him, that reputation's going to be on a tombstone.
We're getting near the town of Gunlock, Cisco?
Hey, Pancho. We should be able to see it very soon. Oh, there.
Oh, look a horn now, hood. Why we slow down, Cisco?
Give Diablo and Loco a breather, Pancho. That was a hard ride we made.
It's a hard ride, Cisco, and not over yet.
Nor will it be over until we catch up with that killer, Scott Clemens.
What the name of the other one was escaped with that Clemens hombre?
Reed Larson. Uh-huh. He is also wanted for murder as well as prison break.
But all the sheriffs in this part of the country get passes out after the two bandidos, and they not catch them yet. How Cisco go to catch them, huh?
That Clemens hombre hates me and will seek revenge.
What do you mean, Cisco? What do you mean?
He is looking for me even as I am looking for him.
Maybe it's better if Cisco and Pancho join one of the passes but look for those killers.
No, Pancho.
No, it's no good.
This is a personal matter between Clemens and myself.
Oh.
He has let it be known that he wants to meet me in a gunfight, and I intend that he will.
Cisco think those two coyotes come to gunlock?
I think Scarp Clemens will try to get in touch with his sister, Senora Flossie Osborne.
That is Senora what thinks Cisco kill her husband, no?
Say, she refuses to believe anyone except her brother, Scarp.
Pancho, I think she tells you where to find her brother, Cisco.
I do not expect her to, Pancho. But perhaps I can get a lead on him through her.
Well, maybe she leads us into a dragos.
We must take that chance if we hope to catch Clemens and Larson. I will not rest again until they are behind bars. Let us ride. Hop, Yellow, come.
Go, go, go. Go now. Go, go, go.
This your sister's land, Scarp?
Yeah.
You sure she won't turn us in for no reward?
Don't worry. I know how to handle her.
Well, she must have seen us. Someone's at the door.
Let me do all the talking.
Scarp, what are you doing here?
Howdy, Flossie. Well, that's no way to greet your only brother.
The sheriff's been around here asking about you.
What'd you tell him?
Told him the truth, that I hadn't seen or heard from you.
Good girl. Huh. Aren't you going to ask us in?
No. I won't turn you in, but I won't help you.
Come on, Scarp. We'd better get going.
Not so fast. We need help, Flossie. And we ain't leaving here till we get it.
What is it you need?
Ammunition and some food.
I don't have any ammunition. But you can have whatever food I have in the house. If you'll leave before Bobby comes home from school.
I clean forgot about him. How is my little nephew, Bobby? Ever told him about his Uncle Scarf?
You know I haven't.
Oh, not so proud of your big brother, eh? Well, we'll leave if you get us what we need. You better get inside, Reed.
Yeah, I don't like standing out here. Somebody might ride by and see us.
Tell you what, Flossie. Reed here will rustle us some grub while you ride into town and buy that ammunition for us.
I sure am hungry.
And before you answer no, Flossie, you better think of Bobby. We ain't leaving without that ammunition. You better get going.
There's nothing else I can do, Scarp. But if any harm comes to Bobby because of you, those posses won't have to catch you. I'll kill you myself.
Set your mind to rest, sister. Nothing will happen to your son. We'll leave when we get that ammunition.
She sounds mad. Are we going to leave?
Of course not. I ain't leaving here till I get the Cisco kid. And though she don't know it, my sister Flossie's going to help me.
Cisco, we getting near to the rancho that Scarp hombre's sister?
We should be close to it by now, Pancho.
Yeah, right in the back of us, Cisco. A little boy and a pony.
Say, he looks like he's coming from school.
I see the lunch pail and the books. Buenos dias, little niño.
Buenos dias, young señor.
Oh, Gypsy. Oh, girl. Howdy. You mind if I ride with you? I'm going the same way.
Well, we are glad to have your company, young señor.
Yeah, and glad to have the company of the little niño.
Someday I'm going to get me a brace of guns just like yours. And I want to learn to shoot them, just like my dad used to.
Well, I hope you will get a pair as good as these, young señor.
Little Nino's padre gave him the guns when he grew up.
My father's dead. I'll get them for myself. I'm going to kill the man that murdered him.
Santos, that is violent talk for such a young señor.
Little Nino know who killed his padre?
You bet I do. I saw him do it.
Tell me, young señor, do you know this hombre's name?
Dry Gulch and Maverick is called the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid? Hey, what you say?
Quieto, Pancho.
The Cisco Kid is
a... You say you saw the Cisco Kid kill your father, young senor?
I saw him with my own two eyes.
What is your name, young senor?
My name's Bobby Osborne.
Your father's name was also Bob Osborne.
Did you know my dad?
Si, I did, young senor Bobby. And I can tell you, your father was not killed by the Cisco Kid.
I don't care what you say. I know what I saw. That's what my mother told me.
Senor Bobby, Pancho tells you this.
One moment, Pancho. Tell me, Senor Bobby, what did the hombre who killed your father look like?
Well, he was as big as you are, mister. More 2.6 guns like you do. But his face wasn't like yours. It was mean looking. I'll never forget it.
Pancho know that all the time. And Cisco not killed your padre.
Don't keep saying that. I know he did.
Perhaps we can help you find your father's murderer, Senor Bobby. We are going to see your mother.
Mom didn't tell me we're having company. What's your name?
You will soon find out. Come on, let us ride. Up the other.
As soon as you finish cooking on that stove, Reed, I'm going to burn these prison clothes.
I'll be glad to see the last of them. Hey, someone just rode up, Scott.
It's only Farsi.
Maybe she's come back from town with that ammunition.
No, she ain't had time to get there and back. What brings you back so soon, Farsi?
I saw Bobby coming home as I was on my way into town.
And you didn't get the ammunition?
No. Scott, you've got to leave here right now.
You know I can't do that, sis. Besides, I'd like to see my nephew. I ain't seen him since he was a year old.
But Bobby isn't alone. There are two hombres with him.
Maybe it's the sheriff, Scott.
Is it Posse?
No. It's Cisco Kid and his partner. Now you know why you have to leave here.
Cisco? I've been waiting to kill him, and you come back without the ammunition.
You're not going to kill anybody while Bobby's here.
You're forgetting that Cisco's a sidewinder that killed your husband?
I'm not forgetting anything. There's not going to be any more shooting on this ranch.
We can't do no shooting. We ain't got no ammunition.
Are you sure you ain't got some, Posse?
If we can't fight Cisco off, he'll take us back to prison.
Posse, you got to help us get away from here.
What do you want me to do?
Put on these prison clothes of Reed's. They'll just about fit you. Then get on your horse and ride away from here.
Yeah, if Cisco chases you, that'll give us a chance to escape.
Why don't you leave right now?
Because we'll get caught. Do it for Bobby. You said you didn't want to see him. Have him see no shooting?
All right. I'll do it. But only for Bobby's sake.
Get those prison clothes, Reed. Now, put them over your riding clothes and get going.
All right. When I get back, I don't want either of you to be here.
Let's get our gear together and make tracks, Scott.
We ain't going nowhere.
But you told your sister.
And I told you I was going to use my sister to trap Cisco.
How are you going to do it?
When Cisco's chasing Flossie, he won't be thinking of what's behind him.
You mean you're going after him?
I'm going after him, and I'll kill him with his own guns.
If you can get close enough to Cisco, you can bust him in half with your bare hands. You ain't been breaking those rocks for nothing.
In the excitement of the chase, I'll get close enough.
Ain't your sister liable to get hurt?
That's her lookout. I only got one thought in my head. To kill the Cisco Kid.
And if Scarf Clemens succeeds in executing his vicious plan, Cisco will be dead. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Manhunt. When the killer Scott Clemens escaped from prison, the greatest manhunt the West had ever known began. However, Scott and his henchman, Reed Larson, succeed in making their way to the ranch of Scott's sister, Flossie Osborne. Scott knows that his sworn enemy, the Cisco Kid, will come there to look for him. Trailing Scott, Cisco and Pancho meet Flossie's young son, Bobby, who is under the mistaken impression that Cisco has killed his father. When Flossie sees Cisco on the road, she warns Scarf, who sets up an ambush whereby Cisco will be killed. Now.
There's a ranch house now.
Hey, Cisco, look. That hombre in the prison clothes ride away from the ranch house on a horse.
That is one of the banditos we are after. Come, Pancho, hop down.
Go, 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 go.
And what do Pancho mean by calling you Cisco?
I have no time to explain now, young Senor Bobby.
Faster, Diablo. Faster, Lobo. Go, go, go.
Hey, wait for me.
Hey, young Nino Bobby and I can keep up with your Cisco.
It is just as well, Pancho. I do not want him around when the fighting begins.
Is that the Scarp Bandito, Cisco?
No, it's not big enough for Scarp. Must be the one they call Ray Larson.
We're getting closer, Cisco.
Watch out for that gully up ahead, Pancho. We'll have to jump it.
The Bandito about to drop the gully now, Cisco.
Santos. The bandito's horse did not make the jump.
The horse fall down in the gully, Cisco. The bandito hurt.
Ho, 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 ho. That hombre was thrown clear.
Do not think he was badly hurt, Pancho.
Cisco, that hombre sombrero come up. That hombre, not an hombre, Cisco. He a senorita.
Santos. The senora Osborne. Senora. Senora, are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt.
What is senora doing those clothes?
Here, let me help you up, senora. Why are you wearing those prison clothes?
The senora not tell us, Cisco.
Could only be for one reason. She was sent out to decoy us so that Scott Clemens and Reed Larson could escape.
Get out, Cisco! That cop hombre jumped down on you!
You're wrong, Cisco. We didn't escape.
You are right, hombre. You did not escape. You are going back to jail.
You ain't gonna put me there. Because you're gonna be a dead man.
Look, the bandito coming, Cisco. I should take care of him.
You'll take care of nothing but a punch in the jaw. You fat one.
I'm sure you'll hold you, fat one.
Stop it. Stop it all. You stop this fighting. This gun in my hand means business.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. I wasn't figuring on your help, but I'm sure glad to get it.
Where'd she get that gun, Scott?
The senora grabbed the gun from Pancho's holster, Cisco. Pancho's sorry.
It was not your fault, Chico. You could not help it.
I'll relieve you of that gun, Flossie. I told you you're gonna be a dead man, Cisco.
I'm not giving this gun to you, Scott, or to anyone else.
You mean you'd shoot your own brother?
I will if I have to.
Oh, oh, Gypsy. Hey, Mom, what happened? Are you all right?
Don't come down into this gully, Bobby. I'm all right.
My mom, that's the man who killed Dad. The Cisco kid.
Bobby, go back to the house.
But I should tell the young lady that Cisco not kill nobody.
Don't tell me that again. I saw him do it.
But, Senor Bobby, you are pointing at Scott Clemens. I am the Cisco kid.
I don't care what name he uses. He's the man I saw gun down my father.
I can't believe it. My own brother. Bobby, are you sure?
I never lied to you, Mom. He's a killer.
You told me it was the Cisco kid, Scott, and I believed you.
Bobby's making a mistake, Flossie. He don't know what he saw.
I think Bobby knows what he saw.
Madre mia, that Scott Coyote and kill his own sister's husband.
Give me that gun, Mom. I said I'd shoot Dad's cure, and I'm going.
Bobby, no.
Ow! Let me go!
Stand still, you, or I'll choke the life out of you.
You sneaking coyote. If you heard that boy...
Do what he tells you to, Bobby.
Not you heard that young Nino, you bandito, you.
That's quick thinking, Scott. Hang on to that kid.
That's what I'm doing. Now, Flossie, give me that gun.
Let Bobby go, Scott. Please, let him go.
He don't mean nothing to me. If you want him alive, give me that gun.
What are you going to do with it?
Nothing. To you or Bobby, I came here to get Cisco.
Hombre, you have been making big talk about fighting and killing. I will give you the chance to back up your words.
That's what I've been waiting for, you yellow-livered toad.
What you do, Cisco? What you do, huh?
There's a big flat rock at the top of this gully. First, I will go up and lay my two guns on that rock.
Sounds like a trick, Scott. What are you going to do that for, Cisco?
To give your prison mate that gun battle he's looking for, if he is not yellow.
I'll take that gun battle. How are we going to do it?
I will leave the guns on the rock and come back to the bottom of the gully. We will start the same distance from that rock and make a dash for it. Whoever gets to that rock first...
Gets hold of the six-gun first. You got yourself a deal, Cisco.
Cisco, not do this. It's too dangerous.
What about Bobby? What are you going to do with Bobby?
I ain't afraid, Mom.
I'll let Bobby go, sister, after Cisco gets rid of those six guns. And you get rid of the one you're holding on us.
Make her get rid of her gun first, Scott.
All right. There.
Now it's your turn, Cisco. Or I don't let go of Bobby.
Very well, hombre.
Pancho, I think you should not do this, Cisco.
You think you can beat him, Scott?
Sure, I can.
Now, Clemens, I lay these two guns on the rock. The grip of this one toward you, and the other one toward the place I will be.
That's all right. Now, come back down here, Cisco.
Get your hands off young Senor Bobby, Clemens.
Not till you get to the bottom of this gully.
I'm almost to the bottom, hombre.
So you are, Cisco. And here's Bobby as a prisoner.
Hey, don't shove me around.
Cisco, look out. Bandito, push Bobby at you.
Santos, he's going after the guns.
Good work, Scott. Get them guns.
Out of the way, young senor.
Bobby, drop to the ground.
Can I get my hands on those guns, Cisco?
You'll not open if I can grab your feet.
I'm going to hold me back. Not while I can kick your face in.
Keep Cisco busy, Scott. I'll go after those guns.
You'll not go after nothing, you coyote, you. Bandito, fuck you with his head. And then Bandito, sit on you like this.
Look out. Scott broke away.
He's got one of those guns.
Now, Cisco,
got the gun.
And you will not get the chance to use it, hombre.
I'm going to blow your head off.
Not while I can hold your hand in the air like this.
Hang on, Cisco, but it ain't going to do you no good.
That we shall see.
I'm stronger than you are, Cisco. I ain't breaking them nuts for nothing. And when I get my hand down to your face, I'm going to pull the trigger.
You are strong, hombre,
but that's strong enough.
Twist that
maverick's
hand, Cisco. Twist the
gun
out of his hand.
Quiet, Cisco. Go ahead, but you coyote. That shot missed, but the next one won't.
My fist will not miss either.
And this, you get rid of that gun. I'll tear you apart with my bare fist, Cisco. I've heard all the talk from you, hombre, that I want to hear. Any maverick that hides behind a child deserves one in the face, one in the body, one in the jaw.
I saw such a fight in my life.
Bueno, Cisco. Did you give that chili what he got coming?
He's not half what he deserves. But the law will take care of him and his partner. And they will not escape again.
Hey, that's a good dinner you cook, Signora Flati. Pancho never eat nothing so good like those chicken dumplings.
Thank you, Pancho.
Good.
It's a pleasure to cook for a man who eats the way you do.
Do not encourage him, Signora, or you will have Pancho for a steady boarder.
I'd like that. Why don't you and Cisco stay here with us, Pancho?
Oh, I'm afraid we cannot do that, Señor Bobby, much as we would like it. I am glad that your opinion of the Cisco Kid has changed.
I never met you in the first place, Cisco. I connected your name to Scott Clemens' face. I never would have shot you because I was really looking for Scott.
Well, you will have to look no longer, Senor Bobby, because Scott Clemens will never bother you again.
Yeah. Both those bandidos never bother nobody again.
When I grow up, I'm going after bandits, just like Cisco and Pancho. That's what my dad would like me to do. Will you teach me to shoot, Cisco?
When you are old enough, I'll be glad to.
Talking about growing up, a growing boy needs his sleep. How about it, Bobby?
Young Señor Bobby, like Pancho to tell him the story before he goes to sleep?
Boy, I like that swell, Pancho.
Bueno, Pancho do this.
What story are you going to tell, Pancho?
Now, let me see. What story Pancho got? Pancho got a story, but he don't hear that. Pancho got a story. Pancho tell the story of the three bears.
The three bears?
See, the three bears. Once upon a time, there were three bears. Uncle Fernando Bear, and Aunt Mariana Bear, and little Maria Bear. Only little Maria Bear, she not so little. She weigh between 400 pounds.
But that's not right, Pancho. It goes, there was a mama bear, a papa bear, and a baby bear.
Yeah, that's what Pancho say. And Uncle Fernando Bear say,
Aunt Mariana Bear, why did you not cook the gooseberry pie?
No, Pancho.
No?
It was porridge, and the porridge was too hot.
The porridge was too hot. Huh?
So the bears decided to go out for a walk so it got cool.
Very cool.
And while they were gone, Goldilocks came along and ate the porridge.
Ate the porridge.
And then Goldilocks went upstairs and went to bed.
She went to bed.
Pancho?
Bobby, you put Pancho to sleep.
I guess Pancho is just a growing boy too, Senora Frosty. Hey, Pancho.
Pancho would like to go back to Gunlock someday to see that young Señor Bobby.
Oh, we will do that, Pancho. Very soon.
Very soon.
You and Bobby certainly had a long conversation before we left. Tell me, what did you two talk about?
Well, I told you. Pancho said to Bobby, young Señor Bobby, how do you like school?
Mm-hmm. And what did Bobby answer when you asked him how he liked school?
When Pancho asked Bobby, how do you like school? You know what Bobby said to Pancho, Cisco? Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
And Bobby said, I like school. when it closed.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Tito!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.